And now let's turn to our monthly conversation with Phoenix writer Amy Silverman. Her column, Raising Phoenix, appears monthly in Phoenix Magazine. And this month, she sat down with our co-host Lauren Gilger to talk more about an unlikely subject, at least for her, gardening.
I cannot keep an air plant alive, or heretofore I couldn't. I would get kind of the bug every spring, which happens, in mid-January here, and I'd go to Home Depot and buy a couple of pots of geraniums and plant them, and then immediately ignore them, and they would die.
So tell us about this. What made you want to plant a garden?
I'm not really sure what finally put me over the edge. I think it's because I was getting ready to send my oldest daughter off to college, and it was just sort of this primal need to grow something.
So what did you start with this garden when you went to the gardening shop and got to actually buy it?
So I went to the cute little gardening shop, and I must have looked so panicked that a young man took pity on me. He walked me right past the seeds to the plants, which I totally thought was cheating, and I still kind of do. But he convinced me that I should start small, and he sold me a bunch of herbs and carrots, beets, I think arugula, and made sure that I had mint because he said mint will keep the bugs away. And I thought, oh, all right, problem solved, mint, no bugs. And I went home and I planted my garden and I did what we all do, which is I took a photo of it and put it on social media.
Obviously.
And immediately this barrage started of mint is the best, mint is the worst, mint won't keep bugs away, your entire garden is going to be overrun with mint. There was a big mint debate.
It turns out that gardening is awfully controversial.
Gardening is awfully controversial. And the best advice I got was from a friend who said, the reason that none of these answers are simple is that every single garden is unique. So the water, the soil, the placement, the garden bed itself, the plants that you bought, the fertilizer you use, the dish soap that you spray on to get rid of the bugs that the mint didn't get rid of, all of that is unique to your garden.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved that because it's my garden, for better or worse. It doesn't look so good, but there has been green in it ever since.
That's pretty good. That's something.
I was shocked.
So what have you grown?
So I'm pretty sure that when I picked the carrots and beets, they were pretty much the same as they were when they went into the ground. So my first batch was not great. And then for a while, I was kind of freaked out to eat what I had grown because, I don't know, that sort of weirded me out. So I made the babysitter go home with a lot of arugula. But then on my second round, I did a little better. I got braver and I planted okra. Today, my okra is completely out of control. And I learned the hard way that bigger is not always better because I was letting these okra pods grow. And a friend said, yeah, so you're not going to be able to eat that thing that you grew. You really need to pick them before they're the size of your thumb. And I said, oh, no, it'll be great. And I actually got a tip once from Charlene Badman from F&B, because people always worry about okra being so slimy.
Yes.
And she said, if you don't cut it before you roast it, it won't get slimy. So I took my carefully harvested grown okra, like, you know, and you get like one a day. So it's very it's a painful process.
Precious.
But I had gathered them all in a jar and I put them on a cookie sheet and roasted them. And I have to say that I have never seen a vegetable so closely resemble jerky in a not good way. You cannot eat those big, big ones. In fact, even the smaller ones were a little tough. So now I'm into pickling. That's like my new thing.
Okay.
But this is really the really big kind of moral of the story for me is that it got me out of the house, even in the dead of summer. And I always hide out and I always think of Phoenix as such a brown, dusty place, even in the winter. And the fact that I was able to grow something green and even grow something that was partially edible was a real revelation.
So you learned a little something from growing that little garden.
I did.
What's next?
Well, I planted eggplant and tomatoes a couple weeks ago, but the okra is so big that it's totally shadowing it. And so
you
I'm
need
a little
another,
worried about
you
that.
You need another bed.
I need, well, that, yeah, my birthday's coming up and I've asked for another bet.
There you go. All right. That is Phoenix writer Amy Silverman. Her column, Raising Phoenix, appears every month in Phoenix Magazine. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lauren.